The Girl No One Wanted from the Jesus Storybook Bible, written by Sally Lloyd-Jones.
There were once two sisters. The youngest sister was very beautiful, and her name was Rachel. But the older sister wasn't beautiful at all. Some thought her quite ugly, and her name was Leah.
Rachel was the kind of girl who always got invited to parties and chosen for the team. Everyone loved her, and poor Leah, no one hardly even noticed her.
One day, their cousin Jacob came to stay. He was one of Isaac's sons, and he was on the run. Jacob had stolen and cheated and made some enemies, including his own brother, and now he was in hiding.
The funny thing is, Jacob, of all people, was the one God gave the special promise to, the same promise he had given his grandfather Abraham. I will rescue the world through your family. But then God chooses people we least expect, as we'll see.
Jacob stayed a long time, working for his uncle Laban. One day, Laban said, "Jacob, I've decided to pay you for your work. What do you want?" A sudden thought struck him. "How about one of my daughters?"
Jacob looked at Rachel and he looked at Leah. Who would he choose? Of course he chose Rachel. "I'll work 7 years for free," Jacob said, "if I can marry Rachel." So Jacob worked 7 years, and at last his wedding day arrived.
But that night, Laban played a nasty trick on Jacob. Instead of sending Rachel to marry Jacob, he sent Leah. Now, in those days, they didn't have electricity, so it was dark in their tent, and besides, women wore veils, and you couldn't see their faces properly. So Jacob suspected nothing.
The next morning, Jacob woke up and screamed. His new wife was laying beside him, but it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. Jacob jumped out of bed. "Laban," he cried, "you scoundrel."
But Laban said, "Work for me for another 7 years, and then you can marry Rachel." So Jacob worked for Laban another 7 years, and at last Rachel became his wife. Now Jacob had two wives, but of his two wives, Jacob loved Rachel best.
"No one loves me," Leah said. "I'm too ugly." But God didn't think she was ugly. And when he saw that Leah was not loved and that no one wanted her, God chose her to love her specially, to give her a very important job. One day, God was going to rescue the whole world through Leah's family.
Now, when Leah knew that God loved her, in her heart, suddenly it didn't matter anymore whether her husband loved her the best or if she was the prettiest. Someone had chosen her. Someone did love her. With a never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love.
So when Leah had a baby boy, she called him Judah, which means "this time I will praise the Lord." And that's just what she did.
And you'll never guess what job God gave Leah. You see, when God looked at Leah, he saw a princess. And sure enough, that is what she became. One of Leah's children's children's children would be a prince. The Prince of Heaven, God's Son.
This prince would love God's people. They wouldn't need to be beautiful for him to love them. He would love them with all of his heart, and they would be beautiful because he loved them, just like Leah.
I wonder how Leah must have felt when she was given away by her dad to someone who was in love with her sister. Can you imagine? That must not have felt nice at all. This was someone who did not even want to marry her, who wanted to marry the beautiful one of the two. It's a little bit like your dad dropping you off at a birthday party that you were not invited to. And the birthday boy or the birthday girl says to you, "You know, I did not even want you on my birthday. Why are you here?" Can you imagine how that would feel? What would you think about your dad? Poor Leah. Laban may not have been such a great dad. But there is a different side to this story, because when we look at the text in the Bible, it says that when the wedding day came and Laban gave Leah away first, to be Jacob's wife. And when Jacob woke up and said, "What have you done? You have given me the wife I did not want." Laban said to him, "Well, here it is not the custom for the younger sister to get married off first. First, the older sister is getting married." And so there is this thinking among some people that Jacob actually took care of Leah. He made sure that she was in a safe and well looked after marriage, and that in that way he was a caring dad. Well, I leave it up to you to think whatever you want to think about that, but whatever Laban did, one of the things he taught his daughters was that it is okay to deceive and to lie. He could have said to Jacob beforehand, "Well, listen, I know you're in love with Rachel, but that's not how it works down here." But he waited until the wedding night and then played this quite awful trick, I think, on Jacob. It is the problem that many people have with, or maybe not many people, that some people have with their dads. And today is Father's Day, and Father's Day is about as controversial as Mother's Day, you know? What are we celebrating? Are we even able to celebrate? And you know, for some people, this may not be a great day. But there are many, many people who think of their dad on this day and say, "Yes, I do have plenty to celebrate. I have got a dad who is amazing, who looked after me well, or still looks after me well, who protects me, who makes sure there is food on the table and there is a house to live in, who drops me off to school or whatever, you know, or helps me build something or gardening or whatever. Or maybe teaches you how to knit. Who knows?" And so I think when we have these kind of days, of course, we do need to be aware that for some people this may be an incredibly difficult day. But for many, it is a beautiful day. And we celebrate the man who come alongside us, either as our biological fathers or as role models, as taking the place that perhaps our own dad could not or would not take in our life. Being a father, I think, must be one of the most difficult jobs in the whole world. I think they often say that about a mother, and you know, I agree with that. But I think being a father is such a difficult job. And lots of stuff that we see around us here in society. Boys going wild, girls going crazy. Things that we see in the towns, in society, have an awful lot to do with our dads. Our dads are so important in giving us a picture about ourselves, in giving us an image and an experience of what we are worth and what to expect from other men. They have an impact, for good or for bad, on families and on children, on boys, but also very much on girls. And fathers also influence the image that we hold as God as a father, and as God as a God. Our fathers play a crucial role in how we see God.